All right, well, let's talk about the corn surplus and, of course, great-looking crops across the nation. What is the impact of that potentially on triggering subsidy payments?
Yeah, if we were to get corn prices below $3.70 a bushel on a season average basis, producers sign up for the new price loss coverage program, we qualified for payments. Even if prices are higher than that, there's a good chance that people who sign up for the agricultural risk coverage program might be getting payments on this year's crop.
I had read some comments from you that had said it was probably more likely for some of the southern crops at this point.
Yeah, I think right now, if we're just looking taking a snapshot today, peanuts and rice appear to be two commodities where it's very likely that prices will fall below the reference prices out of the new farm bill. It certainly could happen for corn and other crops as well, but you know, it'll depend on the final size of the crop and what ultimate demand for that crop proves to be.
Right, and so as it stands right now, could it be potentially too big of a crop?
It could definitely be a big enough crop that we'll see a larger price decline that people have been probably prepared for. So USDA's midpoint of their price range for this next year's crop is $4 a bushel, but that was assuming kind of a trend line yield. I think the market is anticipating a larger than trend line yield, and therefore price is quite a bit lower than even USDA's projection.
Sure. Well, give us a little bit of history. I mean, we haven't seen this in a while, have we?
No, it's been several years since we've seen these kind of prices. 2010 was the last time our futures prices were low. And, we have the potential of having a season average price that could be the lowest since the 2008 boom.
Any comments about how it might affect ethanol?
It does make ethanol production, all else equal, a bit more profitable. If corn is cheaper, that means that ethanol plants can make more money if they can sell their ethanol at a price consistent with current levels. There could even be some incentive for people to start thinking harder about expanding use of E15 and E85 if ethanol becomes cheaper relative to the price of gasoline.
All right. Anything else?
I think those are the highlights. Again, we'll see how the weather plays out in the next few weeks. It could have a lot to do with where markets end up this year.